escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Twins and Nats. It is game two of the three-game set from Target Field tonight. Joe Ryan on the mound. Twins won Friday night 1-0. Zebby Matthews, outstanding. Byron Buxton, sag fly RBI, the only run in the ballgame. The bullpen made it stand up. Twins win 1-0. 3-0 open, third round in the books. Akshay Bhatia is your leader at 18 under par, along with Torbjørn Olsen. He is at 18. Kurt Kitayama put a 60 on the board early today. He is at 17 under par, and it is a real log jam. As a matter of fact, a dozen players within three shots of the lead heading into the final round tomorrow at the TPC of the Twin Cities. But Bhatia and Olsen, your leaders at 18 under par through three rounds at the 3M Open. Back to the Twins and game two tonight. Bobby Nightingale joins us in the writer's corner here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Bobby took a break from the Twins beat. He is back. And Bobby, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, and Bobby, congrats are in order. Your colleague Phil Miller told us all about it. Certainly good news, and congrats to you and your wife on the addition to the family.
Yeah, thanks so much. Baby boy born on July 1st, and thankfully everything's been good. Kid number two, and thankfully the Star Tribune's leave is a little bit longer than the Twins, so had a little time off.
Yeah. Well, welcome back, and once again, congrats on that big news for sure. Bobby, Twins get a 1-0 lead. Once again, that sack fly RBI stands up. Zebby Matthews was good. The back end of the bullpen was good as well.
Yeah, I mean, Zebby was fantastic. Probably his best start he's had in a Twins uniform. The velocity was way up, throwing 99-mile-an-hour fastballs, 91-mile-an-hour sliders. Basically all you could ask for. I mean, for a young starter, Ryan Jeffers kind of said it after the game. I mean, if he pitches like that, he's going to be in the big leagues for a long, long time and a really successful pitcher. But, you know, just the fact that, you know, he's 15 starts into his big league career and knowing that he has that in his pocket. And I know the Nationals are a struggling team right now, but what a confidence boost for him just to have a start, you know, six scoreless innings, no walks, seven strikeouts. He was excellent.
And the Twins really needed it. It goes without saying, you know, finding, you know, a young guy like that to step up and help out in the starting role and go, by today's standards, fairly deep into the ballgame.
Yeah, I mean, they had a fresher bullpen, so obviously in a one-run game they had the option to go to their late-inning guys, but he probably could have pitched even, you know, he could have gone seven or eight, too. I mean, just the way he looked, never really wavered, never really had any tough innings or anything like that, just kind of bared down and looked fantastic all afternoon. And, you know, with the rotation, the state it's in, and Bailey Ober's close to coming back, but, you know, he's on the IL, David Fess is on the IL, Pablo Lopez is on the IL. You know, you got to pick up the wins where you can get them, and that was a big one.
There is news on Pablo Lopez. It sounds like he'll start throwing off the mound. No timetable for a rehab assignment, but that is a good sign.
Yeah, he's getting there. You know, it'll still take some time. I mean, when guys start throwing off the mound at, like, the beginning of spring training, it usually takes, you know, a few, like, close to a month, you know, 3-4 weeks to build up where you're throwing five innings. And, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time progression-wise to build up his innings and get back there. But everything's trending positively, and I think that's the good news. Kind of a scary injury. You know, anytime a serious shoulder injury happens, you don't know what's going to happen for that season. But, you know, all signs point to him returning at some point in August, which is good news for the Twins.
What about Bailey Ober? What do we know about his return and when that could be?
Yeah, he threw five innings in St. Paul yesterday, so his next one should be with the Twins. Probably Wednesday against the Red Sox or Friday in Cleveland. Don't know which one he'll pitch, but all signs point to him. He said he felt great. The hip that was bothering him is the pain's no longer there, so he's encouraged by that. And so he's set to rejoin the rotation the next time they go through.
One of the concerns about Bailey Ober is that he had lost a little on his fastball. What's the status of that? What have you heard, Bobby?
Yeah, he's still, I mean, the pitching mechanics, he mentioned they're still a work in progress. There are days where he feels like he's back to his old self, but in St. Paul, it's still kind of been where it has been all year, you know, that 90-91 range instead of a little bit higher where he's been in the past.
Yeah, and all big keys if the Twins want to hang in there, but there's another date, if you will, looming, and that is the trade deadline, and it's coming up rapidly, and things could change for the Twins. We just don't know at this point.
Yeah, I mean, you still got to think they're going to be sellers at the trade deadline. It's next Thursday. They're still under 500, you know, still four games out of a playoff spot with a few teams in front of them and, you know, to even get to that final wild card spot. So just knowing the amount of pending free agents they have, you don't have to tear it down, but I'd be surprised if there wasn't at least some selling just based off the fact. I mean, kind of have to hedge your bets a little bit when you're this far back and only 2 months left.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of talk about, you know, someone like Joe Ryan who starts tonight and how much interest there's been. A lot of the national writers have brought it up. I still find that hard to believe that the Twins would be willing, and it should bring a king's ransom if they did even consider moving Joe Ryan.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's hard to see him getting moved. I think, you know, a John Duran or Griffin Jacks is a little bit more realistic just because they're relievers. But you really don't see starters with 2.5 years left under team control, 2.5 years from free agency, get traded at the trade deadline. It's just really hard to see. It's one of those, it takes a long time to work out those type of trades just because you're talking about the King's ransom that you mentioned, getting all those pieces in order. Usually it happens a little bit more in the offseason if it ever does happen. But those are so rare, and so it's one of those. I'd be surprised if Joe Ryan gets moved just based off the fact of where he is from free agency, and obviously there'd be a ton of interest if he was available. But the Twins also, I assume, are still trying to win not only this year but next year, and you know that makes it harder if you don't have a Joe Ryan in your rotation.
And then with guys like Jackson, Duran, you know, year in and year out in the big leagues, I've talked with your dad about this as well. I mean, it's always about bullpen and bringing in a guy or two. And I would imagine with Jack's stuff and what Duran's done so far in his major league career, that there would be great demand for those two guys.
Yeah, and I'm sure they could get a King's Ransom for either of those guys as well. Yeah, I mean, you just look at the Dodgers series when they faced the Dodgers and how bad the Dodgers bullpen was, all the walks that they gave up. I mean, they lost the game because they're the bullpen. And, you know, it's one of those that's every contender. You know, you get to October, you're only going to face tougher hitters. You're only going to face tougher teams. And so, yeah, some starters get moved to the bullpen in October. But, you know, Joan Duran and Griffin Jacks have also pitched in the postseason and pitched well in the postseason. So, with how far they are from free agency as well, that'd be one where you'd have to part with some big name prospects, just to get the Twins' attention for that.
Yeah, another name that's come up is Harrison Bader. Has had a really nice year for the Twins. They brought him in, and I would assume he's a guy that teams would be interested in.
Yeah, he's a guy, he's a free agent at the end of the year. Yeah. Definitely could see that. I mean, you look at his defense. Obviously, he's made a career out of that, but he's having one of his best offensive seasons of his career, hitting decently against right-handed pitching, which he hadn't done in a little while as a right-handed hitter. He's been really good against lefties throughout his career, but the fact he's hitting righties is encouraging. So, he's going to be a guy that draws attention just based off the fact that, you know, there aren't many power corner outfielders available at this trade deadline. You know, the selling teams, not a lot of power bats. So, if you're not going to outscore teams, you need to stop them from scoring. And Harrison Bader, as we've seen, is great at stopping balls in left field from hitting the ground.
Bobby Nightingale joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. He covers the Twins for the Star Tribune, and we're always grateful for his time. And he joins us ahead of the Twins and the Nats at Target Field. I want to get your thoughts on Byron Buxton in his season. It has just been tremendous. There's really no other way to describe it.
Absolutely. I mean, I thought the All-Star Week was kind of a great encapsulation of kind of what he's been through, and it's looking like a pretty cool week for him. I mean, doing the Home Run Derby and playing in the game and having success, and he's been unbelievable this year. Kind of carried the team, carried the offense when the rest of the offense was struggling, and he's always been in there. I mean, obviously the injuries have kind of halted his production and haven't allowed him to play many games, but when he's been healthy, this is what he's done. And the fact that 31 years old, he's still one of the fastest players in the game, I think that's one stat that still boggles my mind. But it's been fun to watch, just kind of seeing him kind of get back kind of the version that everyone knew was in there but hasn't seen quite as often lately.
Yeah, and there's certainly been injuries where he's run into a wall or maybe, but there's also been a lot of bad luck. And he is certainly, at this point in his career, you wonder what if. I look back early in the Twins' tenure in Minnesota, a guy like Tony Oliva, who eventually made it to the Hall of Fame, and Tony had so much knee trouble. You just have to wonder, what if. Tony Oliva was on a track to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, and Byron Buxton has Hall of Fame talent, but you just feel so bad for the guy because of the injuries. Because when healthy, he's as good as anybody in the game.
Yeah, and I think, it probably doesn't get talked about enough, but, I mean, 2 years ago he wasn't even able to play center field. I mean, that's how bad
right.
his knee was.
Yeah.
And Twins didn't know if he'd ever play center field again, really. I mean, they were always hopeful he would. There's no guarantees. You miss a full year playing in the field, you just don't know. And the fact he's back playing center field, back playing at an all-star level, wouldn't be shocked if he gets, placed on MVP ballots just the way he's playing this year. It's a testament to kind of what he's gone through and, how well he's been. As a player.
Well, Bobby, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much. Welcome back. And once again, congrats.
Yeah, thanks so much, Steve. Thanks for having me.
There he is, Bobby Nightingale, covers the Twins for the Star Tribune, joining us here on News Talk 830 WCCO. When we come back, we'll have a look at the big league scoreboard. Just a couple of matinees today, including a hot one in Kansas City. The Guardians and the Royals heat into seas in the triple digits down there. Pretty typical in late July in Kansas City, Missouri. We'll update the standings and have a sneak peek at the lineup. It's the Twins and the Nats from Target Field tonight. Our coverage begins at 5:30 with the lineup card. First pitch at 6:10. Joe Ryan on the mound here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.